Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. And please excuse my hoarseness and my voice. I had a couple of days upper respiratory infection, so my voice is kind of horsey-like, but God's word will go on. Amen? Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, you woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely to another weekend. Our families is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yes, it's all about. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Is God's word to man. weaved and unveiling fabrics of God's word through your heart and mind. It will hold strong even if the rest of life unravels. I need the spiritual revival that comes from spending quiet time alone with Jesus in prayer and thoughtful meditation on his word. God can see clearly no matter how dark or foggy the night is. Trust his word to guide you safely home. The Bible became a living book and a guide for our life. On your bookshelf, you have God's roadmap for life here on earth and for life eternal. How you choose to use your Bible is, of course, up to you, and so are the consequences. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, in the CSB says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Romans 1 and 16 in the CSB says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is God's power for salvation to everyone who believes. Amen. In Matthew 4 and 4 in the New King James Version says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In Matthew 24:35 in the CSB says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to us. Let us use it. When we stray from your holy word, Lord, we suffer. But when we place your word at the very center of our life, we are blessed. Make us a faithful student of your word, so that we might be a faithful servant in your world this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
up, what's the scheme? Stop scheming, just a matter of time before you run out of luck. They always say they got your back. Hard time will make you face the truth back. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the dark, disappoint answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you for the light of His word. Pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Today we place everything in your hands. Our families, our health, our home, our security, and our fears. You are the only one we can trust with all we have and all that we are. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
This time and play another selection.
Yeah.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Always Hope. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 130 verse 7 in the New Living Translation, and it says, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Some days you may wonder, is there hope for my life? From everything that has happened, the losses you have endured, the limitations before you, and the mistakes you have made, it can seem like the answer would be no. But if this is where you are, I say to you with confidence, with God, there is always hope. Amen. And he has a plan in mind for your tomorrows. Hang on him. Hang on to him and keep going. God knows exactly where you are at this very minute. And he understands your every struggle and disappointment. He is the one who has all the answers you need. And each one is found within his word. Your life may seem to have hit a low point right now, but he is not going to abandon you. Not ever. John 14 and 18. If you will trust him, he will continue to work in your life. Then you will see his plan for your life unfold in a mighty way. This is his promise to each one of us. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for always giving us hope. We know that this is not the end of our journey, but the beginning of something new you are doing in us. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Again, always hope. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
I wanna be more.
dear Heavenly Father, today we humbly come before you in prayer. May you fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah.
That my God is able. to set you free. Yes, my God is able. My God, to let you know. You see, I'm trying for myself, and I know that He is able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Go and say he's able. He's
able.
Say able. Say able. Say
able.
Say able. Able, you see. Oh,
able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yes, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Oh, I know. I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. In Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. Let us pray. Dear God, we give all our worries, doubts, fears, and concerns over to you. Today, our life is in your hands. We need not worry because you have got everything under control. All will be well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. I told him, this is what I'm going to do.
Concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection. After the selection, then I will go into the word for the night. Amen. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Sustain.
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And when you get to chapter 6, go over to verse 12. And we're going to read verses 12 through 20. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20. Let us begin. 12 says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for your body, for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So here in the scriptures, Paul is telling us that what did Paul mean when he said that our body belongs to God? Many people say they have the right to do whatever they want with their own bodies, although they think that this is freedom. They are really enslaved to their own desires. Amen? So when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. Therefore, we no longer own our bodies, that God bought us with a high price, refers to slaves purchased at an auction. Christ's death frees us from sin, but also obligates us to his service. If you live in a building owned by someone else, You try not to violate the building's rules because your body belongs to God. You must not violate his standards for living. Amen. So that's what Paul is telling us. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for calling us together that we might worship you in spirit and in truth and rejoice with one another in the bounty of your rich gifts. To each of us, we thank you for the manner in which your spirit indwells the church to lead us into paths of righteousness. Lead us now as we give our tithes and offerings for the advancement of your kingdom's work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of his people in Matthew 1 and 21. John the Baptist declared that Jesus was the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world in John 1 and 29. Paul declared that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture. 1 Corinthians 15 and 3 in the RSV. And Peter emphasized the substitutionary nature of the death of Christ, of Jesus Christ, in 1 Peter 3 and 18. Many people think of salvation only in terms of forgiveness for the guilt of sin and the removal of the penalty of sin. This is to fall far short of the great salvation Jesus Christ came to provide. He came not only to save us from the penalty of sin, but also to save us from the power and the practice of sin. Amen? The Father God wants us to be living powerful demonstrations of what Jesus Christ can do in the life of those who trust him as Savior and Lord. God is interested in saving us in the present from the power and practice of sin. To accomplish this great purpose, he has given us the precious personal gift of his Holy Spirit as an indwelling presence. In the scripture passage for today, we have heard the instructions that God sent through the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth, which declare that we are to glorify God in our bodies. The closing challenge in verse 20 places before us an imperative. Amen. Glorify God in your body. Paul was requesting that we reveal the graciousness of God in our bodies. He was demanding that we demonstrate the presence of God in our bodies. He was inviting us to introduce God to others by our very being. Making a positive response is part of the great salvation God wants us to experience through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Father God, through the apostle, called on the people in the church of Corinth to be the place where God dwells so that the other people of that pagan city would be saved. To live a profane life of immorality was to defile and to degrade the temple, the residence, the meeting place where people could experience the very presence of God. It is through the Holy Spirit that the people of God experience the presence of God in the present. Amen. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 from the RSV. And it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Amen. Praise be to God. And my text for this message is coming, my title, excuse me, for this message is The Holy Spirit and Our Great Salvation. Tonight, my message is divided into six parts. Amen. The Holy Spirit came to continue the work of Christ. The Holy Spirit never calls attention to himself. Like John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit is always pointing to Jesus Christ in John 16 and 14. As Luke began writing the Acts of the Apostles, he said that he had dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. In reference to the gospel we know as the Gospel of Luke, the Acts of the Apostles would be more correctly thought of as the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit continues to do what Jesus began to do. Amen. In John 16 and 8, so turn with me to John chapter 16, praise God, okay, John chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 8 through 11, and it says, "And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already begun, has already been judged. Amen. And that's 8-11. So three important tasks of the Holy Spirit are: one, convicting the world of its sin and calling it to repentance. Two, revealing the standard of God's righteousness to anyone who believes, because Christ would no longer be physically present on earth. And three, demonstrating Christ's judgment over Satan. Amen. So the Holy Spirit convicts each of us of our need for salvation from sin. And we just read that in John 16:8-11. Number three, turn with me to Titus chapter 3. Amen. That's Titus chapter 3. Colossians. Again, that's Titus chapter 3. Here we go. And that's verses 5-7. And it says, He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. Amen. So Paul summarizes what Christ does for us when He saved us. We move from a life full of sin to one where we are led by God's Holy Spirit. All our sins, not merely some, are washed away. Washing refers to the water of baptism, excuse me, which is a sign of salvation. In becoming a Christian, the believer acknowledges Christ as Lord and recognizes Christ's saving work. We gain eternal life with all its treasure. We have a new life through the Holy Spirit, and He continually renews our hearts. None of this occurs because we earned or deserved it. It is all God's gift. Amen. So the Holy Spirit brought about the new birth when we responded to the gospel by faith. This same precious Spirit who brought about conviction of sin and conversion from sin and the miracle of the new birth wants to lead us in a manner of life that will demonstrate to the world that we are the people of God. In Titus chapter 2, in verses 11 through 14, says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." The Holy Spirit works in creating conflict between our lower fleshly nature and our new nature. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Amen. That's Galatians chapter 5. Go back. Here we go. Galatians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 6 through 21. 5:6-21. "For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spread through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you. Dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. And when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust for pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Some new converts experience a great deal of inward tension as they struggle with the presence of evil within them. Some are quite disappointed to find that the life of faith is not a life of comfort and relief from tension. Perhaps some feel this experience of disappointment because they respond to only a fraction of God's great plan for them when they receive Jesus Christ. Number five, the indwelling Spirit is God's seal of ownership. The Holy Spirit is also God's guarantee of our final and ultimate salvation from death and the grave. Paul affirmed this divine seal of ownership in his letter to the Ephesians, in Ephesians 1:13-14. In his letter to the Romans, Paul declared that the gift of God's Holy Spirit is his guarantee that he will give us ultimate and complete victory over death and the grave. Romans 8:11. Amen. Number six. In Galatians 5:22-23, where it says, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been given to us so that with our cooperation, he can produce the fruit that will indicate that we are indeed children of God. We give our consent to Jesus Christ to become our Savior. We must give not only our consent, but our continuous cooperation to the Holy Spirit if we are to experience God's full salvation for us. By so doing, it is possible for us to glorify God, that is, to make him known to others. Living the Christian life is something much more than lifting ourselves by our own bootstrap. In reality, it is a life of joyful cooperation. As the Holy Spirit works within us, when we recognize him and cooperate with him, it is possible for us to glorify God in our bodies in the here and now. Praise be to God. Some among the Corinthians seem to have been ready to say, all things are lawful for me. This dangerous conceit St. Paul opposes. There is a liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, in which we must stand fast. But surely a Christian would never put himself into the power of any bodily appetite. The body is for the Lord, is to be an instrument of righteousness to holiness, and therefore is never to be made an instrument of sin. It is an honor to the body that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and it will be an honor to our bodies that they will be raised. The hope of a resurrection to glory should keep Christians from dishonoring their bodies by fleshly lust. And if the soul is united to Christ by faith, the whole man has become a member of his spiritual body. Other vices may be conquered in fight, that here caution against only by flight, and vast multitudes are cut off by this vice in its various forms and consequences. Its effects fall not only directly upon the body, but often upon the mind. Our bodies have been redeemed from deserved condemnation and hopeless slavery by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. We are to be clean as vessels fitted for our Master's use. Being united to Christ as one spirit and brought with a price of unspeakable value, the believer should consider himself as holy, the Lord's, by the strongest ties. May we make it our business to the latest day and hour of our lives to glorify God with our bodies and with our spirits, which are His. Amen. And as I get ready to bring this message to a close, I just want to say, and my conclusion is this. Yours is the peril of making a negative response to God's great plan for you. Yours can be the joyous privilege of making a proper response to Jesus Christ. Trust Him as Savior. Listen to Him and obey Him as your Lord. Trust in the abiding presence and power of the Holy Spirit to help you become all that God wants you to be. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. And if you have not, so if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. prayer of salvation after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask, in Jesus' name I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. Praise be to God. And my benediction is coming from Jude 20:24-25, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." Let us all say amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. To God be the glory. Happy Sabbath to each and every one. We love you and thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. And right now, we're going to give every praise to our God.
Let me hear the worshiper!
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.